Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So Christine Brennan of the USA Today wrote an opinion piece and called this the darkest day in Big Ten sports history in USA Today. Today, longtime columnist Christine Brennan joins us now. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. I'm actually good to hear from you. Thanks for all the applause. And applause or anything. So I'm actually driving from a dinner, and your wonderful Mike figured this all out. I just went by the Lincoln Memorial right this second, and it's gorgeous. So anyway, just gave you a little DC travelogue there.
Nice.
Now, when you pen this piece, which fan base hates you most right now? Nebraska, Ohio State, Michigan? Is there a dark horse somewhere in there?
Good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. I think they all do, and that's okay, because that means I'm doing my job. But my alma mater, Northwestern, and as you know, I of course put it in there. Full disclosure, I'm very involved at Northwestern to this day. I had no decision making on this, of course, but maybe a lot of people are, and that's fine, because I really do believe it's important to point out just the hypocrisy and the kind of stunning decision-making of the Big Ten. I mean, the Big Ten, I'm a Big Ten person and have been my whole life. I grew up in the suburbs of Toledo, Ohio. We went to Michigan games every Saturday. Ann Arbor's just 45 minutes from Toledo, so we were Michigan fans. Then Northwestern, and I still am, as I said, very involved. And the Big Ten has always kind of been like, well, we're not the SEC. You know, we care about academics, and we care about our research institutions and the international renown of some of our schools. And you know what? That all just melted away today, because the Big Ten is just doing what so many others, the SEC and others, just football schools. And how do I know this, guys? And what was the telltale thing to me was when you're hearing that you're going to have the rapid testing for football players only. You've got Michigan State with all these sorority and fraternity houses and other students quarantining for 2 weeks, but no rapid tests for the Michigan State students. You've got Northwestern, my alma mater, as I said, with the freshmen and sophomores can't even be on campus for the fall quarter, but the students who are on campus, no juniors and seniors, no rapid testing, no antigen testing for them, only the football players. And that's such a shock. It shouldn't be a shock. Maybe I'm naive, but if you're holding out the thought that you're better than this, that you're more like the Ivy League than anyone else, as I said, that just completely disappeared. That basically exploded today, and that's why I said it's such a dark day for the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, I get that complaint about the frats or the other students, but as it pertains to football, I mean, the testing situation did change. It did get better, right? Isn't it safer to move forward now?
Well, I'm not a doctor, and so I don't know. The doctors are saying yes, but I also know this, and your listeners know as well. We're heading into October and November, and if you listen to any of the experts, especially Dr. Fauci or anyone like that, as you know, what we're hearing is you're going to go right into the teeth of the worst of this, of COVID combined with the flu. And is that a responsible way to act? Are you being, it's going to sound kind of Pollyanna-ish, but are you being good citizens? Are you doing things that you should be doing in your community, in your college community, where you may well have, older people who could get sick if your football players are all back and, hanging out, let's just say at a, sorry about the beeping there, hanging out at a, you know, at a Panera Bread or something. I understand they're going to basically have to be almost like bubbleized. Wow, we have to love football, don't we? And I understand the money. It's millions and millions of dollars. I get that. I get the whole picture. I just think whatever notion of student athletes we had, just forget about it and just call them athletes. But I do think that this idea of starting in October, you know, the Big Ten looked pretty good every day as Virginia Tech got postponed and BYU's game got postponed and more positive tests. We know about the LSU situation and the quotes from Orgeron yesterday. And all this, you know, the Big Ten sitting there looking like they're the smart guys. And then they just join. They just, you know, let it all go away and join this, what I believe is craziness.
How much of this is financial and how much of it is political pressure? I mean, you had the highest land in the office today that was staging a phone call that wanted to take credit for this. I mean, that's some pretty good pressure.
It is, talking about Donald Trump. And yeah, he's taking credit. I think the Big Ten is saying that, hey, don't take credit. But surprise, surprise, Donald Trump has inserted himself and is taking credit. And I call it the trumpeting of the Big Ten. Now, I will say this. The Rutgers president, Jonathan Holloway, who I know because he used to be Northwestern's provost until a few months ago, actually called Trump cheap politics. Trump's entry into this whole thing last week, cheap politics. And Jonathan Holloway, the Rutgers president, also said, why aren't people asking why is the ACC playing or why is the SEC playing? So Rutgers, I think, was very much against this. Northwestern was for a long time. I'm not sure exactly what happened, unfortunately, with Northwestern. But because that's not who we are, as you know, it's focused on football, and that's not the, you know, what Northwestern's, you know, is Ivy League in so many ways. But Rutgers, you know, so Jonathan Holloway called Trump cheap politics last week. And I don't know that that's going to last. I don't know that people are really buying it. Maybe some people who support Trump are already saying, yeah, Trump saved the day. I'm not sure anyone's going to buy that. Like, most of us don't buy a lot of the stuff he says right now. And then the money, yeah, for sure. I mean, when the Big Ten Network and just the cash cow that is, I'm not for a moment going to say that did not have an impact. Again, you know, what are your values? What are your ethics? And if it's all money and all football players, well, then we probably should, and I've never been for this, but we probably should just pay the football players, right? Because they're clearly being treated far differently than students on campus in so many ways. And they're being used basically to make money off of their backs during a once in a century global pandemic.
It certainly is hard at this point to make a case that these kids aren't professional, but what would you respond to the people? Because obviously you're on a sports show and there's going to be people that are like, you know, just I'm sure the huge blowback, but what would you say to the people that say the kids want to play, the coaches want to play, the fans want to go, people want it, they understand the risk and they're willing to do it? What is your response to that?
Well, my response is, can we guarantee that this isn't going to impact the communities? And that when you open your stadiums, that there aren't workers in that stadium who somehow, because they're there, whether they're there and around each other or around other people, obviously there's supposed to be no tailgating. Well, good luck with that. And I know obviously, yes, you know, some schools have tailgating. I think Florida State does, you know, and others. And then you're not giving COVID to other people. I mean, this is the roll of the dice here, guys. Listen, I'm a risk taker in my life. I also have a mask it's actually still hanging underneath my chin because I was just out to dinner with two people and we wore masks the whole time. I mean, I'm sure like you guys, you know, D.C. and Maryland, Virginia, this is serious stuff. This is total respect for your fellow human being, unlike some of the stuff we've seen in other places of the country, and that's unfortunate. I do think that let's hope it works. I don't want anyone to die and I don't want anyone to get sick. So I hope I'm wrong and I hope it goes okay. Although I'm not wrong in the sense that the Big Ten is now the SEC. I mean, the Big Ten cannot ever lord over anyone again and say we're better than you. Cannot. And as someone who has enjoyed that over the years, well, that's gone. So, you know, that's reality. But I hope no one dies or gets sick. But that's the roll of the dice here. What with the Big Ten? What if something bad happens to a player's mom, dad, a coach, an older coach, again, workers, other people, a student, because football came back? Well, then you're going to have to live with that the rest of your life. People are willing to take the risk. I get it. I love sports. But this is a pandemic. These are extraordinary times, and I think all bets are off during the midst of this global pandemic.
Christine Brennan, longtime columnist, USA Today. Appreciate you taking the time for us all the way out here in Portland.
Oh, my gosh. Love Portland. Tell Tanya Harding I said hi, okay?
All right, see you. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.